Okay, today Be'ezus Hashem we're continuing in Perek Chaf Hei of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Perek Chaf Hei, Mishnah Beis. So again, we were discussing the dinim of Achorayim V'toch. So now we're going to talk about a Mardeya. A Mardeya is an ox goad that has a long pole, and there's a metal blade at one end of the pole that cuts into the ground, and at the other end of the pole is a thing that you poke the ox with to get them going where you want it to go. So Amardeya Yesh L'Achrayim V'Toch, an ox goad has a din of Achrayim V'Toch, meaning even though it's a flat pole, so there's no obvious inside and obvious outside of it, the part where you poke the animal is considered the toch, and the part where that goes into the ground is considered the Achrayim. Mishiva L'Charchur, the part from the 7 tefachim away from the blade until the blade itself, and the pole from 4 tefachim away from the part where you poke the ox is considered to be part of the ox and is therefore considered to be the Achorayim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, meaning since it's very long, so it's a long pole that it just has two ends to it, so you have to identify where on that pole it changes from the Achorayim to the Toch. Rabbi Meir Omer Ein Lehem, that it doesn't have a din of Achorayim v'Toch, it's not, there's no inside and outside of it. So Rabbi Yehuda and Meir both know that there's this din of 7 tefachim and 4 tefachim. So Rabbi Yehuda just assumed that relates to the din of Achrayim V'Toch. Rabbi Meir says, what are you talking about? There is no din of Achrayim V'Toch. So what kind of Masorah do we have about 7 tefachim and 4 tefachim? Lo huskra arba v'shiva elu l'shirayim. They mention 4 tefachim and 7 tefachim when it comes to broken pieces of this ox goat, of this mardeya, that if it breaks into two pieces, the two pieces are both able to become tame if they're big enough that the tools can still be used. So the piece with the blade can become tame only if it's got 7 tefachim of pole still attached to it. The piece with the poker can only become tame if it has 4 tefachim of pole still attached to it. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about midos yayin v'shemen, measuring cups that they use for wine and oil. V'zomalistra, a zomalistra, which has a funny looking kli that has a spoon at one end of the kli and a fork at the other end of the kli. U'mesanena shel chardal, a mustard strainer. U'meshmera shel yayin, a wine strainer. Yesh la machorayim v'toch, they have the din of achorayim v'toch. Div Rabbi Meir, that is the shita of Rabbi Meir, meaning which is the toch, which is the achorayim. So the part that you usually use is considered the toch, and the part that you don't usually use is considered the achorayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Lehem, that they don't have a din of achorayim v'toch, because there is no natural achorayim v'toch. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yesh Lehem, that they do have the dinim of achorayim v'toch, in a certain sense. So nitmu me'achorayim, if they become the achorayim becomes tameh by a mashke that's tameh touching it, masha betoch and tahar, the food that's inside the kli is tahar, because the inside is tahar, at least as far as the kli is concerned. I mean, at least as far as the contents of the kli is concerned. But as far as the kli itself, then we don't apply the din of achrayim v'toch. V'tzarech lahatbil, and therefore you do need to bring the kli to the mikvah, because we treat the kli as tameh, even though we assume it's not tameh the contents of the kli. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Chaf Hei, Mishnah Beis, we said that an ox goad has a din of Achorayim v'toch according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the 7 tefachim closest to the charchor has a din of the charchor, and the 7 the 4 tefachim closest to the darvan has the din of the darvan. And Rabbi Meir says, no, there's no din of Achorayim v'toch at all. Whatever you're thinking about when it comes to 4 and 7 is if it's broken, how much is considered to be connected to each end, and functional when it's connected to each end. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that measurements of wine and oil and strainers for mustard and this funny kli that has a fork on one end and a spoon on the other end, according to our mayor, has a din of achrayim v'toch. According to Rabbi Yehuda, does not have a din of achrayim v'toch. And according to Rabbi Shimon, has a modified din of achrayim v'toch. That if tamei mashke touches the achrayim, the toch is tamei, but the stuff inside of the kli is not going to become tamei. But as Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Chaf Hei, Mishnah Dalet.